I would now like to introduce today's moderator, Mike Myers, ICE Board President and Director of Agency Relations.
Good morning and welcome to the 2020 ICE Annual Conference, our virtual conference. So glad that everyone could join us this morning. I'm going to begin by just giving everyone the usual ICE update. I want to talk a little bit about some of the activities that have occurred this year, along with some updates around our strategic plan, which we shared with most folks at last year's conference. So our first update is around the DMHC engagement with ICE on the advanced access. The ICE DMHC Timely Access Regulations Work Group has been working on an innovative way to verify and share provider advanced access data. The work group this year has completed creating a list of health plans interested in participating in developing an advanced access verification process. I've created a high-level overview to outline with a shared audit process under ICE, developed draft audit tools, including advanced access verification, policies and procedures, and a template based on the DMHC-approved policy, and developed a beta online advanced access audit tool, and we are expecting to finalize that in Q1 of 2021. The delegated entity IT systems integrity audit tool. The ICE Board of Directors provided funding for the development of an ICE electronic delegated entity information technology audit tool, which was designed to address enforcement actions established by the DMHC. The affected health plans came together and developed a collaborative response to the DMHC's request for corrective actions. And the collaboration established a process for delegation oversight to meet the DMHC's regulatory requirements while facilitating the audit process for both the health plans and the delegated entities through the implementation of a shared audit tool. They took a collaborative approach around standardizing an effective corrective action plan to remediate any issues, and it would make it easier for delegated entities rather than having multiple approaches to responding to the CAP. We've completed the functional testing of the ICE audit, IT audit tool through a live mock audit completion. We're submitting it to the ICE leadership for approval this month. Completed the final draft for the attestation letter. Business rules and policy document has been developed, and training documentation is in process. We expect that to roll out in early January 2021. Our first tier entity audit tool, we've expanded the existing ICE FTE shared audit process. We have a web-based tool in development to allow facilitation of auditing of regulatory compliance submissions and the sharing of audit findings among the various sponsor plans. The work group is soliciting volunteers to move the testing phase of the compliance shared audit tool, and we're looking forward to getting that launched. Our credentialing and shared audit process expansion has gone extraordinarily well. We have a successful expansion of the shared credentialing process into the Southwest, with audits currently underway. The ICE Credentialing Collaborative remains strong and active in the state of California. Today, we've posted 223 audits. We've had over 1,200 usage of the audits. There's been just over $1 million in savings for our delegated groups and about $3 million in health plan savings. The co-leads of the California initiative are Maylene Christopher of United Healthcare and Suki Ewers of Cigna. We first went live with this tool in the Pacific Northwest in 2013 with Washington and Oregon. There are 9 health plans, which include both local and national plans, and 44 provider groups and health systems participating. We have 43 posted audits, close to 300 used audits, and we are continuing to expand that. As far as our strategic development, we are continuing with current operations and rebranding. We're increasing our infrastructure, looking to increase our infrastructure to support a national expansion, focusing on the development of staffing and financial resourcing, building and strengthening relationships with agencies and associations, and possible alignment with another organization. We've kind of put our toes in the water a little bit with this and partnering with IHA on Health Net's Encounter Data Improvement Initiative. As part of our strategic review, we have a new brand name that we will be rolling out, and not really a new name, as ICE is really known as the, or is a, the entity is named Healthcare Industry Collaboration Effort, and we've branded ICE for these past 22 years. We'll be moving forward just because of some of the confusion that has been kind of drawn in around the ICE acronym. We'll be moving forward with rebranding HICE in 2021 and beyond. And we are looking to redesign the logo. Excited about that. That work is underway, and we will be revealing that in the first quarter, expecting to reveal that in the first quarter of 2021. As always, we are excited about the participation. Today's conference is an example. Just this session alone, close to 700 participants. If you're not involved in ICE, we'd love to get you involved. Join a team, lead a team, visit the ICE website, get signed up, and we would just love to have you become a part of what we're doing here at ICE.